The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. Our mission here has been the same for well over two decades, and that's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
If you'd like to learn more about the show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and watch our videos on health-related matters.
Yeah, Dr. Mark, we have a lot of content, and we deliver the program in many different ways. We've been a nationally syndicated radio show for well over 25 years. We're on Sirius XM, two back-to-back hours, channel 131. And then we have our podcast platform, where we gratefully deliver on iTunes, Spotify, you name it, Google. You can find us out there in the world. But if this is your first time, so grateful to have you with us. My name is Kelly Capasola, and as always, I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the show today, a return guest. We're going to be talking about something a little bit different. We so often hear about the microbiome, right? We've been talking about probiotics, the brain-gut connection, immune and gut connection. But we rarely talk about the skin and the microbiome connection. So excited to share that content today.
Yeah, that'll be a great show.
Before we get into all that, we always in the first segment share an article that you put together on our health breakthroughs of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, these are things that you can be a part of just by signing up for our free newsletter. Dr. Mark, you recently wrote the iron paradox. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, iron is a very interesting mineral. It's something we have to get from our diet or say supplements. You don't get it from your diet. And you have to have it because it's an important component of the oxygen-carrying protein called hemoglobin in our red blood cells. It also actually makes up myoglobin, which is a protein that carries oxygen you need for muscle use and metabolism. And if you don't have iron, it can affect growth, their nervous system health and development, how your cells function, producing energy, and of course, thyroid metabolism. You need it to make thyroid hormones. So it's very, very important. And so if you're low in iron, people get all sorts of symptoms, fatigue, weakness, impaired brain function. Problems with shortness of breath and exercising. Your immune system actually goes down. You can notice abnormal changes in your hair, like hair loss or hair thinning, brittle nails or nail abnormalities. And people get circulation problems, learning problems, all sorts of things. Now, on the other hand, if you have excess iron, which can happen in people who have genetic conditions where you accumulate iron, you absorb it more than normal, then that's very dangerous too. That's toxic. That can increase your risk of heart disease, liver damage, can cause joint pain and damage. It can cause fatigue. It can lead to things like type 2 diabetes and even liver cancer and heart disease. So it's one of those things where you don't want it to be too high and you don't want it to be too low.
Yeah, really a balancing act because so many of those things you're mentioning people are dealing with out there. How do we find the balance in iron?
Yeah, well, if you're eating plant foods, it's unless you have a genetic condition, a rare genetic condition called hemochromatosis, it's highly unlikely your levels are going to get too high. If you eat animal proteins like red meat and you eat excess amounts, or maybe you supplement iron and you don't know that you're low in it, then that could lead to your levels being too high. But the only way to know is to test. So you can do what's called your serum or blood iron level, of course, and then there's another marker we use called ferritin. It's a protein that binds to iron. And so you can tell by markers like that if your levels are too high.
Now, if somebody was just going for the RDA amount, what would you kind of recommend if they weren't eating a lot of plant-based foods?
Well, you know, iron, again, is the type of thing we really never know until you test somebody. So I do not recommend people supplement iron unless, you know, they know on their blood test that they're low. The RDA is not all that high. For adults ages 19 to 50, it's only 8 milligrams for men and 18 milligrams for women, But again, we do see people who avoid animal meat products who tend to be low or can be deficient. Or, you know, we see it in people who like run a lot. That can burn up the iron very quickly. And different types of athletes, you know, they can have low iron. Women that have heavy menstrual cycles, they often have low iron. So, you know, there can be various reasons as to why it could be low. But I never recommend people supplement unless they know they are low in it. And occasionally I do find patients who have been taking on their own, never knew what their levels were, and then we test them and their levels are too high.
So how can someone go about getting a test?
Their GP could definitely run it. Certainly it's a test we can easily run with all the regular labs pretty much wherever someone lives. It's a simple thing to get done. So the key is to know where you're at. Now, if you do need iron, you can't get enough in your diet, then there's different types of iron supplements out there. The ones typically found in the pharmacies are really horrendous. Things like iron sulfate, very cheap and inexpensive, but it's very poorly absorbed, causes GI upset, can cause constipation. And so we don't want to use forms like that. We use forms like our Iron Wellness, which has iron glycinate in it. Very well tolerated, well absorbed, doesn't cause the constipation, digestive upset. So if people need to be on iron, stay away from the old form of iron, I'd say, which again, nutrition-oriented doctors like myself haven't used that type of iron for over 20 years, but I still see your regular practitioners recommending it, which is really kind of sad.
Great point, Dr. Mark, and thanks for bringing these types of topics to the surface, because I think people need to be educated on it. Listeners can go over to americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the health breakthroughs, and read The Iron Paradox. We'll be right back with our special guest.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, as promised, we have a very special return guest who's been coming on this show for well over a decade. And we're going to be talking about a topic you're not hearing out there enough, as we alluded to in our opening segment. Dr. Mark, who do we have with us today?
Yeah, we have health expert and master educator, Dr. Ross Pelton. And he's a pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, a health educator. He's authored numerous books. And for decades, he's taught continuing education programs that help healthcare professionals utilize and integrate natural medicine into their practices. Dr. Pelton, who's also known as the natural pharmacist, was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States by American Druggist magazine for his work in natural medicine. In 2014, he left pharmacy and joined Essential Formulas as their scientific director. And that's a career shift that has enabled Ross to become a microbiome scientist. Dr. Pelton is passionate about providing health information for everyone's personal journey to to get well and live well. So today's interview is Skin Dysbiosis, How to Protect Your Skin Microbiome. Dr. Pelton, great to have you on this very interesting and newer topic for our listeners.
Hi there, Dr. Stengler and also Kelly. It's always a pleasure to be on Forever Young Radio with you and your listeners. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've discussed the importance of probiotics, prebiotics, postbiotics with you in the past for a healthy gut microbiome. But today, the topic is the skin microbiome. And I'm sure a lot of listeners are surprised to find out there is such a thing as a skin microbiome. So as a microbiome scientist, what would you like to tell our listeners about this unique skin microbiome?
Well, Dr. Stengler, the skin is the body's largest organ, and every inch of your skin is covered with bacteria, and these bacteria that reside on your skin are referred to collectively as the skin microbiome. And really, in many areas of your skin contain up to a billion bacteria per square centimeter of skin. And when your skin microbiome is in balance, your skin looks healthy, it feels healthy. And it's important to realize your skin microbiome has a number of really critical functions related to your overall health.
Sounds good. Hi, Dr. Pelton. Always good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us again. Always fun. You know, when we're talking about this, what are some of those important functions of the skin microbiome?
Sure, Kelly. Well, the bacteria in your skin microbiome are helping to create a physical barrier that protects you from infections, from pathogens getting into your body. And so this barrier is really an important part of your immune system. The skin microbiome also helps regulate body temperature and helps to prevent evaporation, which keeps your skin more moist and hydrated. And the skin microbiome also regulates inflammation and plays a role in regulating your immune system. So a lot of really important functions here for the skin microbiome.
Yeah, it really is. I'm thinking back to years ago when we were taught how when a child, a baby comes through the birth canal and gets, you know, saturated, hopefully with a good, you know, healthy bacteria microbiome. So it begins all the way, probably even in the womb, I'm sure there's research on. So very interesting. So what are kind of the mechanisms? I mean, how the bacteria in the skin provide all these, you know, important health benefits?
You bet. Well, first, we've heard about, or at least a lot of people have heard about, the gut-brain axis, where the gut is communicating with the brain. But now we're learning that skin cells and the skin microbiome also are in communication with both the gut and the brain. So now we have what scientists are labeling the gut-brain-skin axis. They're all communicating with each other. And the skin microbiome communicates with the gut and the brain by producing a wide variety of hormones and neurotransmitters and other signaling compounds. So it's a pretty active communication between all parts of the body here, but especially the skin.
Well, there's, you know, various skin diseases. People think of things like eczema, for example, and psoriasis and all these types of things. But, you know, how common are skin diseases in America?
Well, I was really shocked when I learned this, but keep in mind that cancer is still the number one cause of death in America, and over 70% of American adults are overweight or obese, and 45% of Americans have high blood pressure, and a third of Americans have diabetes or prediabetes. Well, here's the astounding results from a large Mayo Clinic study conducted between 2005 and 2009. This study revealed that skin disorders are the most common reasons that people visit their doctor. So this really surprised me to find out how common people are going to their doctor because of skin diseases.
Wow, that is a big stat there. And you would think that there would be other things, maybe the 70% of, like you mentioned, people being overweight or obese or the high blood pressure. But again, they're going in for those skin disorders. But Dr. Pelton, what is the relationship when we're talking skin diseases and the skin microbiome, if you don't mind?
Well, sure, Kelly. A disruption of the skin microbiome is called skin dysbiosis. Usually we think of dysbiosis as a gut problem producing diarrhea and gas and bloating and so forth. But when you disrupt the skin microbiome, it's called skin dysbiosis. And studies have shown that skin dysbiosis can result in dry, itchy skin as well as skin diseases such as eczema and psoriasis and rosacea and acne. These are all related to the skin microbiome.
So obviously it's going to be important in medicine, especially holistic nutritional medicine, to balance out this microbiome to protect against skin diseases. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, you bet. And Dr. Stengler, I want to interject here a thank you to you because you just mentioned the birth process. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought about that in terms of the infant getting the mother's bacteria into the mouth and into the oral cavity to start the production of a healthy gut microbiome. But you just made me realize that the baby is also getting its entire skin coated with the mother's microbiome. So that's the initial skin microbiome in an infant, and a cesarean birth does not get that. So that's a really interesting point. Thanks for bringing that up. And now, just in response to your previous question, in addition to creating a physical barrier, beneficial bacteria in the skin microbiome produce a variety of postbiotic metabolites. We've talked about this before in terms of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. But these compounds that the bacteria produce on your skin help regulate skin health. For example, many areas of the body, skin bacteria produce short-chain fatty acids that maintain a slightly acidic pH, and that's the acid-base balance which inhibits the growth of pathogens. Other strains of bacteria in the skin microbiome secrete proteins called antimicrobial peptides, and these compounds actually kill pathogens and suppress the growth of them. So it's another really important part of your immune system, the skin microbiome.
Wow, so this is the type of thing, like as a pharmacist, and of course you're in the holistic field intensively too, is this the type of thing that's recognized obviously in the literature, but not really being, you know, treated in the medical community? It's more of the holistic doctors, practitioners, and so forth, which are starting to address this, you know, huge area of medicine with the skin microbiome.
Well, you bring up a good point, Dr. Stengler. I don't think the traditional medical community and even dermatologists really don't know about this, or at least they certainly don't talk about it. I've never heard any of their patients mention their doctor advising them about the skin microbiome. One thing I want to emphasize is that people use harsh soaps and skin cleansers, and those products actually damage and remove the skin microbiome. So that turns out to be a problem where people are actually actively removing or destroying or harming their skin microbiome by using these skincare products that are really not supportive of the skin microbiome.
That's a great point, Dr. Felton. And I know when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I just wanted to ask you both because, gosh, you've been both in the health world for many, many years. And even, I think, Dr. Mark, you've practiced for over 26 years. Dr. Pelton, I think you've been well in this field for 35 plus years. So let's kind of talk it out. I mean, is it pretty easy now to point out to people who had doubts about really what the microbiome did, that it really plays a role and touches almost every aspect of our health?
You're really right, Kelly. You hit the nail on the head, but I don't think it is universally understood, and even I'd say most people don't realize that the gut microbiome and your probiotic bacteria are digesting fibers, so you have to consume a high fiber diet. And when they ferment these fibers, they produce these secondary compounds, these postbiotic metabolites, and these are master health regulators influencing every single organ system in the body, including the brain and the immune system. So the gut is truly a center and a foundation of your health and your immune system.
Dr. Pelton, then, you find once someone can establish good, healthy bacteria in the gut, the microbiome, it then has an effect on the skin. There's that association.
That does happen sometimes, Dr. Mark. People can have things like psoriasis and eczema, and sometimes those problems are creating gut dysbiosis. And when people correct the gut dysbiosis, lots of times skin problems will start to improve. And it can be an allergic reaction that's creating inflammation in the gut. And that inflammation gets communicated to the skin and you develop skin inflammation. So cleaning up the gut microbiome is a central thing that needs to be focused on as part of cleaning up the overall body to improve skin conditions.
Wonderfully said. We are going out to a break, but you can learn more by visiting our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the radio section so you can learn more about our good friend, Dr. Ross Pelton. He has coined himself the natural pharmacist. So make sure you stick around. We have a lot more to share when we come back from the break.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Ross Pelton, talking about not only the microbiome, but the skin and your microbiome. We talked about skin dysbiosis, and we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Ross Pelton. I think it's very interesting. Immediately, I picked up on when you spoke, Dr. Pelton, about how some soaps and skin cleaners, or even shampoo, conditioners, different things we put on our skin, the screen door, can cause some issues for people long term, and they may want to look for an alternative. Really, what are you talking about there? I know that you are very strict and stringent what you put in your body and on your body. What are some really good alternatives that you could recommend to our audience?
You bet. Well, there's a couple of really exciting things to talk about. Dr. O'Hara created a whole line of skincare products. And one of the most popular products is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Kampuku Beauty Bar Soap. The names of these products in Dr. O'Hara's skincare line are Japanese names, so sometimes people have a little difficulty pronouncing them or remembering them. But Kampuku is K-A-M-P-U-K-U. And the Kampuku Beauty Bar is a wonderful alternative to commercial soaps and cleansers. It's made from 14 natural plant extracts. It's a chemical-free moisturizer with natural deodorant effects that makes it suitable for all types of skin, especially very sensitive skin. And the Kampuku Beauty Bar also contains an extract of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which provides some of these important postbiotic metabolites. As I mentioned, the short-chain fatty acids and nucleic acids. And these acidic compounds help maintain this healthy acid-base balance on the skin. And thus, instead of damaging the skin microbiome like many soaps and cleansers do, Dr. O'Hara's Kampuku Beauty Bar soap actually works to support and maintain a healthy skin microbiome. And Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Kampuku Beauty Bar is well known to promote and maintain supple, radiant-looking skin. It's been honored 5 times by Better Nutrition Magazine as Best of Beauty, getting the Best of Beauty Award. And men also really love the Kampuku Beauty Bar because it helps prevent razor rash and razor burn from shaving. So both men and women really fall in love with this.
Yeah, that's really unique. I haven't seen any of the, you know, skin cleansers, soaps and stuff, even in the, you know, the health food market, other than what you just mentioned. So that's very unique. I think you're, you know, many years ahead of the market on that.
Yeah, it's in a lot of our better health food and vitamin stores that carry Dr. O'Hara's products. And, you know, we're talking about skin health and skin aging, the skin microbiome here. There's something I want to share with your listeners about how to actually protect and really sometimes even reverse skin aging from the inside out. I want to talk about Dr. O'Hara's premium collagen support product. This is really quite a breakthrough. Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus is not applied topically to your skin, but it can play a really critically important role in regulating the health of the skin. In addition to protecting the surface of the skin from injury externally, your skin needs to be nourished internally and protected from the inside. And with this idea in mind, Dr. O'Hara created Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus. So let me talk a little bit about this product and tell our listeners why it's important. This Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus contains a variety of high-quality ingredients that are known for their ability to support the production of collagen and elastin, which are the critical structural architectural features in the skin, and also they moisturize the skin, which helps improve the overall suppleness of the skin. These ingredients also help improve digestion and foster a strong immune system. So the special blend of ingredients helps to repair and regenerate and rejuvenate the skin from the inside out. So it really helps to restore skin to its youthful vitality. And another thing I want to mention, the foundational ingredient in Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus are what we call orally absorbed collagen peptides. Now, collagen is really long strings of amino acids linked together. And there's actually three strands of collagen that are wound together to make a collagen fiber. So they separate these collagen fibers and break them down into just small chunks of amino acids, these collagen peptides. They are effectively absorbed orally, and then the body uses these to start rebuilding healthy new collagen. So you're rebuilding a healthy new skin from the inside out.
That's great. And so that's one of the things. When this first came out, Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus, they gave me a great sample. I did not know that, you know, and I'm sure you're going to get that generally you can mix it up with water or you can mix it with a little bit of fruit juice, I think, Dr. Pelton, and I think you'll explain that. But I just took the top off and drank it right down. So
I do
again,
too, Kelly. It's a pleasant flavor. You bet. It's got a natural blueberry flavor. Makes it very pleasant to just twist the top off the tube and squeeze it into your mouth. And you don't have to take this and use it every day. It's such an amazing formulation that just one or two tubes per week is sufficient. Some people choose to do more. We've talked about the collagen peptides, but another ingredient that makes this Collagen Plus from Dr. O'Hara is so unique. It contains something called cherry blossom extract. Now, this is a product that is widely accepted and used in Japan in the natural products industry, in the cosmetic industry. But we don't know much about it outside of Japan. But this cherry blossom extract also stimulates the growth of new collagen, new elastin, and moisturizes the skin. So the combination of the orally absorbed collagen peptides and this cherry blossom extract makes this a very unique formulation. And then they've got some other ingredients like coenzyme Q10 and marine elastin and then some of Dr. O'Hara's probiotic extract concentrate. So that's why we use the word premium in the product name, Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus, because it's got an amazing formulation to regenerate the skin and revitalize it from the inside out.
Dr. Pelton, I know talking to patients and friends who've been to Japan numerous times, I've been told they take their skincare products to a whole other level in terms of the general population. It's while they're popular here in America, skincare products, especially natural skincare products in Japan, have been a big thing for decades, and a lot of research goes on in that market. Is that what you've heard or know about?
That's true. And, you know, there has been a lot of research in this area. And one of the things I like to tell women about, especially, there's published studies with these orally absorbed collagen peptides where with taking them daily for 4 weeks, there's a measurable 17% reduction in the depth of eye wrinkles around the eyes and the face. So there's really visual documentation where you can really see the improvement within a month by starting to take these products. And Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus is so far beyond all the other collagen peptide products on the market because it also contains the cherry blossom extract and the coenzyme Q10 and some hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a fascinating product. It has a lot of binding sites on the molecule, so it can hold up to 1,000 times its weight in water. So a little bit of hyaluronic acid can bind to a lot of water, and that's part of the skin structure. So it keeps your skin moist and supple, and it plumps your skin up a little bit to start to remove those wrinkles that are visible. So Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus really is the premium collagen product on the market to rejuvenate your skin.
Yeah, and it also has some really good joint benefits is what I like. But, you know, one of the things that stood out to me, and, you know, going back to our original conversation in the last segment, maybe there's some things we'd like to avoid when it comes to things we're putting on our skin. I really like that this is non-GMO, gluten-free, and dairy-free, because if you go that extra step to ensure that you're using those quality ingredients, you're already ahead of the game versus a lot of the products out there on the market.
You're absolutely right, Kelly. That's a good point to bring up. And as long as we're talking about the skin and things you can do to protect the skin, Dr. O'Hara has a couple of other products I want to mention. He has Dr. O'Hara's Mogoroku Skin Lotion. Again, these Japanese names, Mogoroku Skin Lotion, and Hadayubi Lavender Skin Moisturizer. And when people go into their health food store, I encourage the employees in the health food stores to just have clients or customers take a little dab, a sample of one of these skin lotions and rub it on their hands or rub it on their face. People fall in love with these products immediately. They are so soothing to the skin. These two products that I just mentioned, the Mogoroku Skin Lotion and Hadayubi Lavender Skin Moisturizer, they contain natural products. They're a chemical-free moisturizer, a natural deodorizer, and they also have an oil base that is oils that are the closest to your skin oils. So they're easily absorbable and very permeable. So they moisturize the skin by getting absorbed into the skin. And it moisturizes and hydrates the skin for radiant-looking skin. It supports the integrity of collagen fibers and your skin elasticity. It helps maintain the skin healthy pH. So these are another really wonderful skincare products from Dr. O'Hara, the Mogoroku Skin Lotion and Hadayubi Lavender Skin Moisturizer. Go to your health food store, just ask for a sample, rub it on your skin.
Again, you can always go to essentialformulas.com and click on to where to buy. But when we come back, we'll talk a bit more on that, so stick with us.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Ross Pelton, all about Dr. O'Hara's skincare products, but more importantly, talking about every aspect and angle of the microbiome when it plays a role in your overall health. Dr. Stengler, this is a really great conversation today. I'm not hearing many people out here covering this topic.
Well, yeah, a lot of great information. I was going to ask Dr. Pelton, in light of the fact there's just so many collagen products out there today, and as you and I both know, when you look at these products, I mean, a lot of them just do not have any research. They actually get absorbed through the gut and get into the skin and the joints and all that. What have you found in terms of the Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus in that regards?
Okay, Dr. Mark, I'm happy to answer that question. And I want to interject just before I start answering your question. One of the things I like to mention to people, encourage them, invest in your skin. It's going to represent you for a very long time. So back now to our collagen question here about the source of the peptides. Most collagen products on the market get the collagen from bovine sources. The hides of these cattle that are thousands and thousands of them crowded together in feedlots after they're killed. And that's not a very healthy source of collagen. Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus accesses their peptides from marine collagen sources in fish that are sustainably raised. And specifically, we like to emphasize that the peptides used in Dr. O'Hara's Collagen Premium Collagen Plus are tripeptides, three amino acids, very, very small peptides, so they're easily absorbable into the system. And so that's just a good point to bring up, that the marine sources of peptides, which are used in Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus, are from a much healthier source of collagen rather than the majority of products containing bovine collagen from the hides of cattle after they've been on feedlots for an extended period of time.
But one of the things I like to put out there in the world, because people will hear this, okay, I'm doing this on the inside out, and there's a little bit of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contained in Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus, but people should still take their daily Dr. O'Hara's probiotic, right? Because I'm only using this other product a couple times a week, so we definitely want to make sure that we're nourishing that microbiome daily. And a great way I do that is just by staying on my Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day. Is that what you're seeing out there, Dr. Pelton?
Kelly, you again hit the nail on the head. It's very, very important to encourage people to also continue taking their Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to maintain a healthy gut microbiome. And remember, the gut communicates with the skin. And I also want to emphasize the importance of essential formulas products, RegActive, that contain the strain of bacteria Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 that synthesizes glutathione. And glutathione is critical for the health of your skin. It's the most prevalent antioxidant in the entire body. It helps slow down the aging process in every single cell of your body. So we want to encourage people to continue boosting their glutathione levels with the RegActive products. I think that boosting glutathione levels is one of the most proactive things that people can do to slow down their aging process and improve their long-term health. Then the importance of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is just unparalleled because of it being the number one way to directly deliver postbiotic metabolites into the gut. That's this revolutionary product, different than every other probiotic in the world. And then to revitalize your skin from the inside out, Dr. O'Hara's Premium Collagen Plus is a wonderful product. And don't forget about the Kampuku Beauty Bar Soap and Dr. O'Hara's other skincare lotions that all contain extracts of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Dr. Pelton, I mean, what should people expect? Let's say they're taking one, two, or three or more of these products. They want to see a difference in their skin. I mean, what does the research show? I know you talked a bit about that. And what kind of feedback do you get when people are using these products in terms of seeing the visual changes in their skin?
Sure. If people have skin conditions, one marker is starting to see an improvement in the skin conditions over a period of 4, 6, 8 weeks or so. But I really like to encourage the concept of doing things proactively to promote your health and prevent the onset of chronic degenerative diseases. So it's not basically waiting until you have a problem and then taking something to try to correct it. These are all products that are proactive in promoting health, so you can delay the onset of chronic degenerative disease and experience what I call healthy longevity. Everybody can benefit from Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the RegActive products that boost glutathione levels, the Dr. O'Hara's premium collagen plus to really reverse the aging of your skin from the inside out. And his other probiotic products, the Kampuku Beauty Bar and the skin lotions that really protect your skin externally.
And I imagine we've talked about different mechanisms. I can also see how there'd be different mechanisms which ultimately would work to decrease that, you know, chronic inflammation of the skin. Now, whether it's from, you know, solar damage from the sun, other free radicals from toxins in the environment, chemicals people get in their food, the effects of stress, I would presume because of the glutathione and the collagen and the elastin and all this, you're really reversing, you're stopping and reversing the inflammatory process, which is leading to, you know, skin damage, skin breakdown.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Mark. And I like to tell people that aging is a fact of life, but looking your age is not. You can actually reverse your biological age and start to have your skin looking and appearing younger. So this is really something that people can proactively do to really improve their health and how they look. Your skin is really a visible biomarker of your internal aging process. So doing things to protect your health is really good for the skin and for your entire internal world, your entire aging process.
So Dr. Pelton, in terms of, you know, skin turnover, a lot of people don't realize our cells replace themselves, especially the skin. How does this tie into how if you provide the right environment, the right nutrients, the right factors, as your skin is replacing cells, old cells, you're going to be able to replace them with healthier cells? Is that the, in the end, the mechanism that's going on fundamentally?
Exactly. That's exactly what's constantly going on. And so there's this constant turnover process, and your body needs to build healthy new dermal cells to continue to have a healthy skin. And these products from Essential Formulas are products that are going to help that process proceed in a healthy fashion so you have healthy skin. And I want to emphasize to your listeners, all of these products are available in better health food and vitamin stores throughout the country. And you can go to essentialformulas.com. And find all of these products available. Just click on the Where to Buy tab, and you can place an order for all of these at essentialformulas.com.
Yeah, and there's some great information on that website as well that you've put together at essentialformulas.com. Always providing great research, great content, Dr. Pelton. We really, really appreciate that, because then we can take that information in turn and share it with our audience. Also, really like what you guys are doing on social media. If you are not following Essential Formulas on Facebook or even Dr. O'Hara's on Instagram, please give them a look, because I'm learning all kinds of things. This morning when I was doing my research for the show, I saw that there was questions on even generalized probiotics during pregnancy. So really something for everybody out there. Is there anything that we may have missed or any words of encouragement that you'd like to leave with our audience today?
Yeah, we've covered all of Dr. O'Hara's products, and we did mention the importance of RegActive products, which boosts glutathione levels, and that is just so critical for long-term health and a healthy aging process. So I just want to encourage people to check at their health food store or vitamin store, or go online at essentialformulas.com for any of the Essential Formulas products formulated by Dr. O'Hara or the RegActive products with Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 that uniquely synthesizes glutathione.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pelton, for the information that you shared with us today. We always learn so much when you come on the program. Really appreciate this conversation. I think this is, again, you're always kind of ahead of the curve. So I think we're going to hear a lot more from other places on the microbiome and the skin. But again, going to the source is where it's worth. Appreciate you, Dr. Pelton. Thanks for being our guest today.
All right. Thank you. Always nice to be with you folks on Forever Young Radio.
All right. Always great to talk to you. And just to remind our listeners, if you've been driving during this show and you can't write down some of this content, we have it all on our hub, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that is americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can click on the radio tab, which also will teach you all about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You can link directly to Essential Formulas, where you can see that tab on where to buy to find a retailer near you or to find an online retailer out there. But again, this is a great company. We've worked with them for many, many years. Very much an honor. And I love that we're spreading it all over. It's not just what's going on internally, it's what's going on externally. So wonderful information today by our very special guest, Dr. Ross Pelton. That does it for our program today, but we hope you all have a happy and healthy week. And we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.